Blessings to every one of you wherever you're watching from. This is Prophet Emmanuel Okeke with a very important message for every one of you watching. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today I just want to talk about something that I believe is going to be of a great importance to every one of us. Okay, one of the questions I got while I was live today was the question that has to do with tongues and interpretation of tongues. So I'm just gonna spend a little time with us concerning tongues and interpretation of tongues. Now, like I always say, interpretation of tongues is not translation of tongues. Interpretation of tongues is not you translating tongues from word. For example, if I say Rabira no Zibre Levira, it doesn't mean translation, would mean I have to interpret Ra. And I have to interpret Vira. I have to translate Ra. I have to translate Vira and the rest. So, but interpretation of tongue is like when I say, how are you doing today, my boy? Interpretation is that the core thing I'm saying is that I want to know how you are doing, or how you are faring, or how your day is going. You understand? Now, the boy is an extra of it. So, but if I am to translate it, how are you doing, boy? I have to define how, I have to define you, I have to define doing, I have to define boy. That is translation. You are translating it from word to word. So when it comes to interpretation of tongues, many of us interpret our tongues without even knowing that we are interpreting those tongues. So when it comes to interpretation of tongues, you must ask the Holy Ghost for the gift of interpretation of tongues. Or if someone has the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of interpretation of tongues, he can lay hand on you and release that measure, that gift upon you. Now, you must also know that there are tongues that you can't just interpret. There are tongues that is the Holy Ghost that gives you the understanding of those tongues. For the fact that you can interpret tongues, does not mean that every single tongue you hear, you will know how to interpret it. It's the Holy Ghost that opens your ears into understanding what is being said. Because of course, your tongue is supposed to be a private conversation between you and God. But sometimes, if you allow your spirit of discernment to discern, the gift of discernment in you to discern what the person or what that individual is saying, you will be able to pick what the person is saying, the summary of what the person is actually saying, and this is going to help us mightily. So pay maximum attention on this. So when you are praying in tongues, for example, Aradi de Breko Sipre Levira Nasisa, I always advise, don't just burst into tongues. You know, if you want to enjoy and receive the gift of interpretation of tongue, if you want to actually build on it, this is interpretation of tongue 101, so it's the first level. If you want to actually build on it, the most important thing, you as the person that want to interpret the tongue, you must come to the place of yielding to the Holy Ghost. You have yielded your body, you have yielded your spirit, you have yielded your soul, you have yielded your thinking faculties, you have yielded, the Bible says, submit all the members of your body, yield them to the Holy Ghost. So you have yielded all your members, which means that whatever thought that comes to you, you are allowing that is the Holy Ghost speaking through you, which means you need to believe what you are hearing. So I'm going to teach you, if you're interpreting for yourself, let's talk about interpreting for yourself. So when you are praying in tongues, don't just blast into tongues. Gradually go along with your soul, because your soul is where the understanding of the tongue goes into. Okay, so go with your soul. Don't go just with your spirit. Don't just go with your tongue, with your spirit. Go with your soul as well, which means, Father, I give you all the glory. I thank you, Father. I'm not saying you should pray like this, but pray in your understanding first. Then from praying in your understanding, let the spirit take control over your tongue. Father, I give you all the glory. For example, Father, I give you all the glory. Be thou exalted, be thou glorified, be thou magnified. Father, I bless your holy name. I worship you. Now, most of the times, 80% of the time to 90% of the time, what you actually said in tongues is what you end up repeating in English language or your native language or your dialect. For example, now, Lord, I give you all the glory because there is none like you. Father, we lift our hands in holy worship to you. Azaga. You see, now I'm praying in English and I'm praying in tongues. So what I'm, most times, 80% of the time, what I'm saying in English is actually what I'm saying in tongues. I'm only just interpreting it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes you see yourself praying in tongues, and after a while, you see yourself praying in your understanding. That is you interpreting what you're saying in the spirit. The spirit of the living God wants you to know what you're praying for. Okay, so one of the ways the Lord gives us interpretation of tongues is also when we are praying in tongues, and all of a sudden we start seeing pictures. start seeing pictures in our, maybe we are seeing ourselves in our family compound. It could be that the Spirit of God is trying to interpret to you, because these are interpretation of tongues. It could be that the Spirit of God is trying to interpret to you through the vision you are seeing in your eyes of your imagination, that, oh, you are praying about your foundation. That's why all of a sudden you are praying it, all of a sudden you start seeing certain pictures and energy begin to grow. Is the Holy Ghost trying to transfer what you are praying? He's trying to show you an image of what you are praying so that you get to understand that, oh, young man, you are engaging in a spiritual warfare, or you are engaging in this kind of warfare. Does that make sense? So sometimes we are praying in tongues. If you are praying, for example, if you are praying with your wife, or you are praying with a brother in the Lord, and as you are praying in tongues, that individual might just begin, all of a sudden he said, I think we should pray about this. You begin to raise a prayer point. Most time, that prayer point that they are trying to raise, if that person is actually praying in the spirit, remember, if the person is also praying, he's one with the prayer. Not like he's praying in tongues, but he is one with the prayer. Like his heart is into the prayer. Most of the time, the prayer point he will say, let us pray about, is the interpretation of what you have been praying for. Does that make sense? So this is one of the ways interpretation of tongues actually works. So you must trust yourself, you must trust the Holy Ghost that He will give you the utterances to be able to pray in that spirit. So while you are praying, you might pray 30 minutes pure tongues. All of a sudden you see yourself saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That, now this is not interpretation of tongues. This is the evidence of the ending of the tongue. That means you have the prayer. That means you have ended it. That part of it has been ended. That part of that section has ended. That you start again. That means you are going to another journey. These are all part of interpretation. You're able to tell when you have ended a particular prayer section and you're going to another prayer. Just the same way, you say, let us pray about the government. And when we are done, say, oh, let us pray about hospital. So the same way you are able to tell. So this is tongues interpretation 101, okay? So this is my own basic way of trying to help you. Then when you want to pray in tongues, I don't know if I still have enough time. Okay, yeah, I still have some time. So when you want to interpret in tongues for other persons, when people are praying in tongues, remember, if you have the gift, you must be yield your members to the Spirit of the Living God. So when the person is praying in tongues and you want to interpret in your heart, ask the Holy Ghost, please, what is he saying? Then allow your spirit to connect with the person's spirit while he's praying in tongues. The Holy Ghost might just drop something and say, praise. I mean, that tongue, he's praising God. You might not hear word from word of what he's saying. You can say, he's praise. I mean, he's praising God in tongues. You might be saying, oh yeah, abba, 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 abba. But in the spirit, he's actually just saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's funny how the physical human gesture, you're showing that the guy is engaging in a spiritual warfare, whereas in the spirit he's only saying hallelujah, thank you, bro, thank you, Lord Jesus, glory. So it's funny, but that is actually how the angels feel when we pray in tongues. We think we are engaging in a spiritual warfare, whereas we are only saying thank you, Lord, just that we are saying it in a loud voice and in an angry face. That's how tongues work. So because we don't understand what we're saying, so when you, if you keep quiet and you discern what the person is saying from his heart, he's saying some things, the Lord can praise in your heart, he's saying peace. So I've seen people, most of you, if you watch our videos, you've seen me sometimes people pray in tongues, and I say, madam, this is what you're saying in tongues, and they say, oh yes, this is true. So what happens is that I just allowed the Spirit of God and my spirit to connect with what the person is saying, and I ask the Lord gently, Father, what is this person saying? It's only once I've actually heard people, when they are praying in tongues, I hear it like I'm hearing an English language. But most since after that first encounter, all the times I just know, it's a knowing. I just receive on the knowing. Yours might work that way. You might, person might be speaking in tongues and you're hearing it in a language or so. But mine works in the knowing. So when people start praying in tongues, if I keep quiet, the Lord might grant me access. He's not always going to grant you access to hear it. Okay, it's a personal conversation with them and God. But if God wants, He can open your ear to hear what they're saying. So one of the ways He can tell you again is that while they are praying in tongues, the Lord will just flesh sadness in your heart and envy or hate or pain. And from that thing that the Lord has transmitted through you, through discernment, you can know what the person is praying for. So in order to be able to know what the person is praying about at times, the Lord, you see, in the situation whereby you interpret other people's tongues, the Lord is the one that allows you to, for my own understanding, the Lord is the one that grants you access to be able to interpret. Just like descending the people's hearts, the Lord grants you access to the magnitude of what you are able to descend about what they're thinking in their hearts. God will not just give you everything they're thinking in their hearts. He will give you what He feels. And if you are conversant with it, he will trust you more. So I believe this might have helped you in terms of the gift of interpretation of tongues. I believe this might have helped you to be able to pray and interpret your own tongues, okay? Remember, when you pray for like 10 minutes and you are able to catch one or two things, that doesn't mean that is the only thing you are praying for. But that's the one that you are able to pick from the Spirit. As you practice it over and over and over and over, you'll be able to develop those things. Remember, practice does not make perfect, actually. Practice makes improvement. So it gives you room for improvement. So you keep improving on what you already have. Alright, so you ask the Father to give you the gift of interpretation of tongues. You believe that you have received it. Then you begin to exercise it. One of the ways to test it is that find a brother that is going through a certain pain and tell them to pray in tongues. And while they are praying in tongues, ask the Holy Ghost to help you to, that you want to test this gift of tongues. Holy Ghost, help me to know what they are saying. From their tongue, whatever you discern from your heart that that's what they are saying, you tell them, oh, this is what I believe you are saying in tongues. And if it is what they are going through, they will say, oh yeah, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm, and that is how you build yourself into praying in tongues and hearing. Remember, tongues and interpretation equals to prophecy. So when you can hear people pray in tongues and understand what they are praying, you are able to prophesy to them. That is prophecy. Prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues equals prophecy according to the scripture. So God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be doing this with you guys, and I believe this will be able to give you interpretation of tongue 101. It's going to bring you to a certain basic understanding of interpretation of tongue. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Shalom.